And we are here in the 7 a.m. hour. It is about 12 minutes after 7 a.m. I think it's doing a little sprinkly in. And
of course.
And as you hear, I am not alone in studio. I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner with me this morning. We have had a busy interview week this week. So we are on number 3 today. And
so we'll just go slow.
Right? No, 4. Oh, wait, I can't count.
Today's Thursday.
Well, I interviewed on Monday and it aired on Tuesday. So Tuesday had 2 interviews, but they've spread out across the whole week. So I got confused.
It happens.
A lot.
It happens.
So welcome, Chief Shaner. And it is May already. We're reaching the end of the school year. And we'll start out with some fun stuff that happened in Millersburg. You got to give the kiddos at Millersburg Elementary their prize for reaching their goals again, which involves time with you.
Yep. They do like a behavioral contest type of thing. I'm not sure exactly the whole process of it, because they get rewards and then they have to, I don't know if they bid or they... The one year I think they threw their name in a bucket that had the different prizes listed. And I think this is my 3rd year of doing it. I was asked by one of the teachers, hey, would you, be willing to give the kids a ride in the cruiser? And I was like, yep, lights and sirens. And we just do, just around the parking lot, have a staff member ride with me. A lot of the kids would like to run it right in the front seat. But I don't allow that just with your airbags, even in the parking lot. It's not worth trying to get them. So they get to ride in the back seat. And it's their choice if they want the sirens on or not. Last year I had one gentleman that said he'd prefer no sirens, just one of the lights, wanted to ride. And this year I had the same thing. So that's what we do. We take a little cruise around the parking lot. The cars have different siren tones, so I try to hit all the siren tones, hit the air horns, and they really enjoy it. When they come out the door, they're ready to get in the car, but I usually let them walk around, see all the lights, because obviously when you're inside the car, you can't see the lights, and there's no big picture windows to drive by and say, hey, look, there's all the lights on, and you're in the car. And so I take them around, and I show them all the different lights. I explain to them, the interior of the car, the computers and things like that, show them how to control things. Very similar to doing when we do a touch a truck. The only difference with the touch a trucks is we don't give rides, because normally we get bombarded and there's just too many people, too many kids around for us to actually do a little ride. But this is one-on-one, one student at a time comes out. And, as you've seen on Facebook, get a picture with them, show them around the car, take them for a little spin, and they're, hopefully I make their day. And a couple kids, the staff and I have talked, and I guess say the best way, their family might not have the best interactions with law enforcement. So the staff members are impressed that they came out and did this. And that obviously makes me happy that at least, I think at that age, they're too young of thinking, hey, I'm going to get out of class to go do this. So it's more an interest. And who knows, I might spark something that, in 15 years, 20 years from then, maybe they'll look at doing law enforcement as a career. So, it's something. I try to get up there several days a week. So I have some interactions with them. And then this is always something, last few years, something they seem to enjoy. I definitely get more kids each year. So it's neat.
And it's definitely a positive interaction and it's a good start. You know, if they have that to begin with, they're like, hey, wait a minute. I know this guy. I don't want to give him an attitude if he's trying to ask me questions or shut down if you need to ask them questions. So it's building relationships.
And every one of them told me that the seats were not comfortable. And that's okay. And I told them the best way not to ever have to sit in there unless you want to sit there is be good and don't get in trouble. Then you don't have to worry about trying to fit in there. And being a little kid, you fit way better in the back of a cruiser than you do as an adult. you know.
So for them to say it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, they, you know, our cruisers have hard plastic seats, and I tell them it's not made for comfort. You know, so they kind of get the gist. They understand to stay out of trouble. They probably won't end up in the back of the car, you know, because our cars have the bars on the windows. So even if I put the windows down, which I do, so they can hear the sirens really good, you still can't get out. So it's one of those things. I think they enjoy it. Of course, they all point out that I have guns in the car, which is really funny. This year I didn't have one, but last year I had a boy that told me, you know, the caliber and the gauge, like the shotgun and the rifle.
Was he correct?
Yeah, he was. And nice. So, you know, but it's one of those things. And they're secured. They're up front. They're not in the back with the passengers. So, but it's just funny that's, you know, one of the big things is lights and guns with the police car.
When you hear the sirens. We are in rural America. Yep.
And so, it's fun. Doesn't take very long. But, you know, I put out my thing out on Facebook, let people know what's going on. Last year, there was a couple that just as I was getting ready to start were, I think they were doing their morning walk, and they walked through the parking lot. They came in from Jackson up through the back of the side of the school, and I don't know what their normal route is, but I waited for them to get pretty far out of the parking lot, or at least down to the north end, before we started our ride, and they reacted to the sirens coming towards them. So, and they didn't come back through when I left the school that morning. I seen them on Jackson Street. So, you know, it's just one of those, give the warning, because obviously me, and I could see a lot of people, if you've seen a police car in the parking lot with the lights and sirens on, people are going to wonder what's going on. So those of you that share my post that gets the word out, I appreciate it. And as far as I know, in the 3 years we've done it, we've never had any panicked parents or concerned citizens calling in and saying, you know, what's going on, because that's not what it's there for. It's for the kids to enjoy the ride.
It sounds like you enjoy giving the kids a ride as much as the kids enjoy getting a ride.
Yep, it's fun. Interacting with them is fun, you know, especially whenever it's kind of a free speech, free time. It's not a, hey, I'm here to strictly talk about safety. It's just kind of one-on-one or
they can ask any question they want.
Yeah, just all kinds of interactions. Like when I go in the mornings, you know, I just kind of walk around the hallways. They say hi, bump fists, give me a hug, ask me what I'm doing in school. Are you a police officer? It's just fun. And you go, you know, I go from the kindergarten up to the fifth grade, and the reactions, you know, fifth graders, I've been in the school as long as they've been in the school now. So I'm, you know, I'm there, and they know me. I'm on my sixth year. Started, well, just over five.
Wow.
Six. 19 is when I started. So let me do my time math fun. Correctly.
maybe yes. You might want to go back.
Yeah. Maybe I'll ask one of the kids tomorrow morning when I'm in the school. How many years I've been here? No, but it's fun interacting with them, you know, doing the touch truck things out in the public whenever you're not. It's not
serious mode.
Yeah, in serious mode or set up, and I got to speak about this, and this. I've had during Antique Festival, I think last year or the year before, one of the kids from the elementary school came up, gave me a hug, and 2 minutes later she tapped me on the back and said, here, and handed me, she went and bought me a lemonade.
Aww.
So, you know, it's neat. And I see them around town, and they'll say hi. And I think I've mentioned this before, you know, when I'm not in uniform and little kids are talking to me, sometimes I get weird looks from the parents. It's like, I'm the chief. They know me from school. You know, I had that.
It takes a second to recognize you without your uniform. Yeah,
it's, and that's okay. I'm not trying to be the. So when I had the Bloodhound, I would go to the Head Start and do demos and talk about the dog and let the kids, because my Bloodhound would just let kids fall all over him. And I definitely got some weird glares then. I was not the chief then, but, you know, you have a little 3-4 year old walk up to you and say, "Hey, I know you," and and it's yeah. So you know it, it's and I get it. I would probably do the same thing if my my kids would have did that to an adult that you have no clue who they are. You know, it's just kind of one of those things. But no, it's neat. You know, and it's one of the things that probably I will miss once the school moves out of town. I won't have that interaction with the kids then.
What is the craziest question you've gotten from a child? Whether it be through the school or touch a truck or whatever. What's one of the craziest questions they've asked you?
I can't think of anything crazy. One of the
or your favorite questions.
One of the more common things is, have you shot anybody?
Oh, geez.
And it's like, nope. And thankfully, no. I don't know crazy-wise. I don't know. I don't. Nothing stands out as being a really wild
usually
question.
There's usually that one kid.
I'm sure there has been, but it is not.
It'll hit
out
you later
right
this
now.
Afternoon, and you'll text.
Coming up in June, I'll be down at Walmart, and we'll do a little mini touch a truck, or I can't remember what their program they're having. But they asked if I would come down. They're going to be serving hot dogs, and I'll be down there. So I'll either be serving hot dogs or I'll be with the cruiser doing a touch truck thing down there. They kind of wanted to do both, but I told them, you know, it depends on staffing. Mm-hmm. I'm obviously not going to leave my cruiser setting wide open for unattended for people to go through. There's a major safety issue with that. You know, but that'll be coming up in June, and I'll talk about that whenever we get closer to that. But
will you be here before that?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Because
I haven't heard anything about it. I
think
don't know.
It's the last weekend in June, okay. So I would be here before that. If not, I'll get the information and ship it out to you. But yeah, that's one of the things, you know, that I have coming up. That's really all that we have scheduled, to be honest, at this point. But things pop up, and usually, you know, we do everything we can to get somebody if we're requested. And a lot of times it's, you know, just one officer and the car. But it is what it is. We try to get out into the public.
We've talked about it. It's a great way to start positive interactions young, because that affects them as they grow older and can help later on with you guys. They're like, wait a minute, like their kids, as they grow up, they're more willing to work with you guys, and you know, maybe less likely to do something wrong because they're like, I've sat in that back seat. I don't want to be in that back seat.
Yeah.
In handcuffs, like,
yep.
And memories, they will core memories there.
And you know, you try, you obviously can't control everybody's opinions. But you know, there's the stigma, not so much around here. This community has always been great, and hopefully will continue to be great. You know, so it's the police, they're the bad guys, they're things like that. That's I don't feel that's prominent here, not even remotely. You know, you might have one or two that feel that way. That are
you're always going to have somebody
that we deal with that, but that's not something. You know, kids. We were saying kids will say things off the cuff. I don't hear things like that. And I'm sure if you would go to some of the bigger cities, you may hear things like that.
My mommy says.
Yeah. And I don't hear that. And that's nice. You know, whether the parents like the police or not, at least they're allowing their kids to come and check out the cars and interact with us so that maybe we can change that, you know, for the future coming up.
One generation at a time.
Yep. And you know, it doesn't work all the time. You know, some people have, even adults have opinions, and if they talk to us and interact with us a little bit more, other than when we're doing our official duties, you know, they might get a little different opinion of it.
And you know, it's all part, you know, everybody's just like, oh, you just drive around in the car and you write tickets and arrest people. No, you know, it's a service position, and you interacting with the people is part of it, and creating those, it's not just negative, it's positive stuff you can create as well. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. And I do hear a lot, you know, all you do is drive around with your windows up and you don't interact. And well, one of the things a lot of people need to remember is we have a lot of equipment on, and inside the car and on our person. And it doesn't take, especially me, I'm hot-blooded anyway. So you add my vest, some of my equipment, and it is roasting, just constantly roasting. So, yeah, we do. We do ride around with our car windows up because we're normally have the air blasting. Very rarely in the wintertime do I have much more than just to keep the windows, you know, clear. And I don't, very rarely do I need to actually have heat in the car. I'm just trying to keep the windows clear because I'm usually pretty warm as it is.
I understand.
So, you know, and try to convince people that that's it. You know, yeah, during the parades and stuff, we put our windows down and we wave and, you know, the officers are on the street and they interact. But we also need to be able to hear the radio, the chimes on our computer, and with the road noise, that's not always unless you want to blast it. And we don't necessarily want the whole neighborhood to hear what our police radio is saying in the first place. So, yeah, we do drive around. And it's crazy because you drive around town and I feel like everybody waves. Which is really good. It's crazy, not in a bad way. It's crazy in a good way. Yeah, I could spend all day and my one hand never touched the wheel because I feel like I'm waving at everybody. Whether it's the people, you know, on the street. Yesterday I drove by the park and the kids were, the elementary school were down at Clay Street Park and they were all waving and, you know, it's nice to have that problem.
it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just, and I know I don't return waves to everybody because I'm looking at things. I'm paying attention to things. I've had kids at the school before say, hey, I waved to you at Antique Festival. I waved to you at the parade. You were at the front and you didn't wave at me. And I'm like, well, sorry. You know, I do my best.
You have offended them, yep. Their ancestors, so, everything.
You know, but that, like I said, that's a good problem to have. You know, it's nice because I would guarantee you that there's places, there's officers that they drive around in the neighborhoods they're assigned to work and they might get waved at, but it's probably one finger.
A different kind of wave.
Yeah. And
not so positively.
When you're working, you can't do that back. So you get in trouble if you do that back. So, you know, you can wave at them and be nice, but, you know, it's just one of those things where you're in a neighborhood where you know you're not appreciated, you know you're not wanted to be there, and that would be really hard. You know, during the COVID times when everything was everybody was anti-police and things like that, it's just one of those. I was really happy that this community has never acted that way.
We definitely have a great community when it comes to our first responders. We kind of talked about that a little bit yesterday with Chief Rafferty. We are going to take a moment, then we'll check in with ABC News, the Eye on Weather Forecast, and we'll be back with more with Chief Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. It is about 20 minutes until 8 a.m. Time's a flying on this Thursday. It always does when we have guests because we just get chatting away and talking about all the important stuff, the fun stuff, and sometimes the more serious and less on the fun side stuff. I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner with me here this morning, and I kind of indicated we're going to start talking about some of that serious, you know, not fun but important, and
no more ad-libbing.
All we do is ad-lib. Everything is off the cuff here.
I mean, you say that. I can't say it, but I guess I do it, so... Yeah, this week is the Peace Officer Memorial Week. Today is actually Peace Officer Memorial Day. You know, we'll have our service tomorrow at the courthouse at 2 p.m. Weather dependent. It'll either be outside or inside in Common Police Court.
Third floor.
Third floor, yep. Public is welcome. excuse me. Not... done yet. Okay. Maybe I'm done now. Sorry, everybody. You know, so...
You're just getting choked up.
Yeah. It's chewing gum and talking. And at least I'm not walking.
I was going to say, at least you're not walking.
So...
Anyway.
The Peace Officer Memorial Week, it's time set aside to remember the officers that that lost their lives during their work, doing their jobs. Whether it's, you know, an intentional accident, whatever it is, it's if they were on duty, it's a time that we
take remember
a,
them.
Take a second and think about them and remember them. You know, and it's hard because you don't want to think about that. You know, we've been lucky in Holmes County, at least in recent years. You know, it's been a long time since we had a line of duty death. But other communities nearby have not been that lucky, whether it's a serious injury or a death of an officer while on duty. And, you know, like I said, it's something you don't I don't like thinking about it. I'm pretty sure that would be probably my worst day of my career if something like that would happen to one of my officers, severely injured or killed in the line of duty, no matter what how the death was caused. And I don't want to think about that. But you do have to think about those that have done the job and lost their lives. You know, I talk about the way the world is right now and the opinion towards law enforcement. You know, and some of the people were not doing anything, just simply sitting there, you know, being visible, doing a report on a computer, you know, different things like that. Just having the uniform on, sitting in the cruiser, and somebody decided that they needed to be
removed from the service.
Yeah, removed and for nothing else. You know, there may be an underlying cause, you know, something that traces back, but you know, sometimes there's no relation at all, and it just somebody decides to do that, and it's something that, you know, we in law enforcement, you know, we're supposed to be the tough guys. You don't want to think about the down days. You don't want to deal with things like that, but you always have to take the moments and think about it. So that's what we do. Today, like I said, is designated Peace Officer Memorial Day. Tomorrow will be our service. It's not a very long service.
They're recognizing the officers from 2024 right. that were killed in the line of duty.
Yeah, we go over the officers from 2024. And then if there was anybody, you know, we read off the list of names of prior law enforcement officers that have passed away, not line of duty deaths, but for the respective departments here, us, the Sheriff's Office. State Patrol is going to join in with some names this year, too. So it's a combined thing. You know, and if you can't tell from me being in here, I'm usually more of a chipper guy. This is something that you kind of have to tone it down and be somber, I think is the right word to say.
Correct. Good job.
But it's something, you know, nobody likes to think about this, that's doing this. It's just not, you don't think about it. It's there, but you don't want to think about it. I have been to a line of duty deaths, officer's line of duty death funeral. It's a massive thing, and it's very emotional. And us being the tough guys and guys and women, we're not supposed to show that, but it's
human.
Yeah, it's very. That's very.
It's what we talk about all the time. You're human.
Yep. So, but we try not to bring it up too often. So we'll do the memorial, a little bit of somberness and in remembrance. Think about it, and then, you know, we go about our day.
And speaking of memorial.
Yep, Memorial Day will be coming up, 26th. Is that right? I don't know.
Not next Monday, but the following Monday.
I don't have my calendar in front of me.
Of all the papers and computers and everything I've got in here,
yeah, I was right.
Yes, Monday, not next Monday, the following
May,
Monday.
May 26th is Memorial Day. And that's another day that you take a second and you pause. And those that gave, like say, the ultimate sacrifice for what they thought.
Which affects you as well, because you're also prior military.
Being a veteran is another subject
on topic.
But there again, you know, the men and women that protect and serve our country overseas, doing it somewhere where they're, you know, they're not from, and they give their ultimate sacrifice. It's something that should be thought about. Yeah. And it happens here. You know, it's it's just one of those things that you gotta take a second, remember them, appreciate them. Thank you.
We'll have a parade.
Yep, we have
a service
parade.
Service at the cemetery.
Starts at 9 a.m. from the courthouse. It's a short little parade. Goes up to the cemetery, Oak Hill Cemetery. Do a ceremony there. I'm guessing maybe like around a half an hour up there.
I want to say that's what it was last
so,
couple years.
So, you know, it's short, sweet, to the point. And I don't mean that disrespectfully at all.
It's not drug out.
Take your time. And remember those that have done it. So, you know, and then you keep going. It's the Peace Officer Memorial, Memorial Day, things like that are things that, you know, shouldn't just be thought
that
about
day.
On those days.
They're just, you know, the star of that day.
Right. It's the highlight of the memory, I guess. And I don't know if highlight's the right word for those type of things, but that's when you bring it to the forefront. And the rest of the time, it should be something that, you know,
is there.
Like I said, our community, to me, is thankful for the law enforcement, first responders in the community. I'm sure that they're thankful for the military. You know, look at our banners around town, which I think is really neat. And a lot of towns are doing those now.
Yes.
It's just a little bit of saying, hey, thanks, recognition for what you've done. Because most law enforcement, most military veterans are not going to step up and say, hey, look at me. You know, you need to tell me thank you because of what I did. That's not, you know, I have a veteran hat. I'm almost always wearing a Navy hat. And I'm proud of it. But I'm not expecting anybody on the street to come and say thank you or because it's really kind of awkward when people come and say, hey, thank you for your service. And it's like, well, you know, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to react. I tell them thank you, also, and it's like, you know, I think you would find that with a lot of military veterans,
yes.
A lot of first responders. They're like, yeah, it was the job I had to do, and I did it, and you're welcome. Thank you for acknowledging me. But it's not it's not something I go out and I hunt for, even though I'm wearing my hats. You know, or my shirts or things like that. It's just not something that I'm looking for.
All right, well, we spent a little serious tone here. We're going to take a moment, and we'll be back with Hometown Sports, and then we'll wrap it up with End of the School Year with Chief Shaner on WKLM. And we're back for one last time with Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. And we've had happy, we've had sad, and now we kind of wrap it up like the end of the school year is wrapping up.
Yep.
It's that time.
The kids were telling me when I was giving rides how many days they had left. So, the end of the school year and Memorial Day weekend. You know, we talked about Memorial Day being a somber day, but you know, if the weather's nice, people are going to be out. Maybe if the weather's not so nice, people are going to be out because it's the unofficial start of summer. You get a lot of people traveling. A lot of people have the days off, want to get out and enjoy the weather. You know, like I said, if it's nice. So once again, as we always talk about, you got to watch for people. Got to watch, you know, adults, kids.
Everybody.
Bikes, buggies, cars, motorcyclists.
Skateboarders.
Yeah, they're going to be out in droves. We're going to be overcome.
Especially if the weather's nice.
Yeah.
We see the traffic increase. You see people out at the parks and, you know, kids out playing.
Yeah. Just on a normal day, this time of year, when it's a nice day, you can tell there's an uptick in the traffic.
Bustling.
You know, and so, like we always say, you get off your phone. You can't be on your phone. Get off your phone. Get off your phone. Get off your phone. Can't say it enough.
Put on the phone.
You know, it's one of those things. I get it. That's not true. I don't get it. I don't need to watch videos while I'm driving. I'm not sure why some people think they need to, but I don't know that everybody's doing that. But just there's enough going on in the world, in the environment around you. You don't need that distraction of that phone.
You are driving a giant, heavy piece of machinery.
There's just enough going on. You know, and kids out, You don't know when they're going to dart out. You know, you're in
especially because it's the beginning. They're excited.
Yeah, they definitely are getting amped up. they're definitely excited. I think even the kindergartner knew how many days of school they had left. So it is definitely on their minds. And, you know, even this weekend, even the evenings when it's nice, their cabin fever is running amok, and that means they're going to be running amok. So,
and there's baseball games happening up at Deer Run Park, yes, and the kids are playing up there. So especially, it's just only 25 there.
Yep. It's 25, and I have a couple officers that like sitting up there, and they're reminding people that it is only 25. So, you got to pay attention. Like I said, there's way too much going on outside of your vehicle to not pay attention to that. You're not going to see everything all the time, but, you know, slow down, do speed limits, pay attention out in the county, watch, you get the little hills, the bicyclists, the buggies, it's hard to estimate what their speeds are. So, you know, if you are going to pass, do it safely. Give everybody room, share the roads,
be safe. Vigilant.
Yes. Be safe.
All right. Well, that wraps it. That was the
most perfect.
The time always flies with guests. We always have so much to talk about. But thanks for joining with us this month.
Thank you.
And we'll talk Touch a Truck then next month. And we thank you. That was Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department. Right now we're going to take a quick break and be back with Hometown News.